Everyone, and welcome to the continuation of our vigil on behalf of the preservation of democracy in the United States. The plot thickens. And it does begin to seem as if some members of the House of Representatives were in touch with leaders of the riot, the insurrection, the invasion, whatever you want to call it, and gave them some kind of reconnaissance tour about where they could find certain targets, chief of whom was Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. It was a very dangerous situation, we know, and as of yesterday, at the very close of our vigil, Nancy Pelosi brought down the gavel, and Trump was impeached for the second time. And then came the signing of those impeachment articles, but not yet the delivery to the Senate, as that is all being worked out in terms of tactical timing. So a very rare distinction comes to the present president, I might say the one who is certainly not presiding over relief for the coronavirus, and who still insists that he did not really lose the election, but rather won it in a landslide. So that particular lie continues to fuel the plots, which are now forcing the closing of the National Mall for security issues. And Joseph Biden will no longer be taking the Amtrak train to the place of to Washington. It's too risky. And one of our colleagues pointed out that another risk is planned, but perhaps will be abrogated, which would be a visitation to the National Cemetery in Arlington, I suppose, to lay a wreath and to pay respects. But of course, it's extremely dangerous. Some 20,000 National Guard troops are in Washington. They're found everywhere. And they're, even as we've seen from certain photos, they're sleeping on the floor of the Capitol building. Not since, we've been told, not since the Civil War has this kind of presence of the armed forces, the National Guard, been equal. So obviously, and they have now the right to use lethal force. They are armed and can use lethal force against what? We hear many stories of the FBI detecting plots, and some of them are indeed heinous and involve violence and killing, murder, an extraordinary kind of insurrection. that is considered by some of the insurrectionists as their last chance. Well, that certainly does stimulate the attendance of the insurrectionists when you tell them it's their last chance. So the tension is certainly growing, and the need for our protective work, even though we're just a little group, you know, and there are some others, of course, you know, that are working this way, that need does not abate. That need continues and, in fact, intensifies. The status of pariah of the present president is growing, and more and more people and companies and donors do not want to be associated with him. I suppose this is all a great story of karma, and it's not over yet. As I said, the law can pursue a private citizen, which he will soon be, and that law is indicated in his horoscope in a very profound way. I think it's, you know, my personal perspective on this right now is given issues of criminality and issues of health and the loss of certain communication platforms. I think it's unlikely that this individual will run again for office. I mean, one cannot be certain, but I think it's unlikely that he will be a candidate for the 2024 election. I think there will be too many falls, as in falls from the tower. It's a specific stage of evolution. If a person does not veer irretrievably towards the left, I don't mean anything political there, I mean the left-hand path. And it's interesting, in Latin we're dealing with the word sinister. I consider it sinister that one of the members of the House was in touch during the sheltering episode, and everybody just keep your mute on, please, and was contacting leaders of the riot. So obviously the issue here is how many House or Senate members were actually complicit in planning this riot in which five lives were lost. I hope in the events of the coming days, starting tomorrow, really, and ending on, well, we can't even say it will end on the 20th. I do hope that the lives lost can be kept to an absolute minimum. But with the kind of words and plans that are presently afoot, it could be actually an increase. They're speaking of the, you know what an IED is, and it's called an improvised, explosive device. And those devices were used in the Middle East wars, and a car would go over them and there'd be an explosion. and the people would be killed. So they're also looking for those as well, because there are some of these plotters, insurrectionists, friends of the dweller, we might say, friends of the dweller on the threshold, who really mean business. And maybe they are part of that group called the Recurring Sons of War. Just check out your Cosmic Fire book around page 1081 and 1082, and you will see these groups of monads. And some of them are definitely of a Martian nature, and that's what they know, and that's how they proceed. So the next 5-6 days will tell a story about the resilience of American democracy, and by extension, the resilience of democracy around the world by the would-be against the would-be totalitarians, of which there are a number and maybe even a growing number, though many of the leaders of countries are appalled. Really, I mean, incitement to insurrection, the second impeachment, the most severe charge that has ever been leveled against a sitting president, incitement to insurrection. It's hard to dissociate that whole idea from traitorous behavior. And that's what happens when the little ego becomes the supreme arbiter of thought and action. Now, before Tuya begins the meditation, is there anyone? Oh, and by the way, I want to thank you, Karen, for alerting me to that yesterday about the enemy within. You might say certain plotters who are actually either representatives or senators, and now it is more, it's hitting the news more, and investigations are underway. A very, very big investigation is in process right now, and let's just say I think the FBI has just begun, frankly, and they really need to get to the bottom of it. And I mean, we can have different opinions. Is it worth impeaching an individual who will be out of office very soon? But it has to go on the record, and there has to be accountability, and there has to be a prevention of such an unworthy individual from ever taking office again. So in that respect, and even the vote of the leader of the House, the present leader, excuse me, of the Senate, is in question. And the fact that Speaker McConnell, well, he's not really the Speaker, he's the head of the majority in the Senate, he won't commit. He says he has to study which way he will vote. And that leaves the door open. We have to purge this kind of happening that is so much against the democracy, and so much in line with what the Tibetan predicted about the latent fascism of the United States and the battle for democracy within the United States. So if there's anybody that has anything or wishes to speak, you can speak before Tuya begins the meditation. And if not, we would, Well, you know, here's Jan giving a note of appreciation there to you. So I guess, you know, the silence descends. I mean, we know what we have to do and we have to persist. Let's say we have to persist. So I think too, your screen is up. And if there's anybody that wishes to speak before that, you can. Otherwise, we go on. And this night we are recording. Okay, I found, you know, if you put your hand on a hot stove, you know, you don't want to leave it there and you don't want to do it again. So nice to see you. And Tuya, are you ready? Oh, okay.
So thank you for everybody. And we are still working with in our clamor meditation with the clamor of violence, because we all see how dangerous is the situation. And basically, it is that meditation what we have been using. And thank you for your thank yous and many blessings to everybody. So we may start. And let us center our consciousness. And find your silent space. We reflect the idea under Capricorn to descend into lowest place. Okay, and I'm sorry. I hope that this is now better, that there is not coming the noise. We are thinking about redemption of and redeeming the solar angel. And we can think about that whole idea in relationship, what is going on now in United States. How Prometheus, the solar angel of US, is redeemed. We place again ourselves in the sacred circle. Around the governmental triangle in united purpose. Let us call all our friends, all goodwill people, to stand with us, with the forces of light. Come and redeem Prometheus. Oh. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there am I. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Let us welcome his presence. Let us remind ourselves what TK said. He for whom the whole world waits has said that whatsoever shall be asked in his name and with faith in the response will see it accomplished. We recognize the forces of darkness, forces of separation, trying to divide United States. In our real intention of contact, let us have now a private communication in your creative imagination with Master R, the Regent of America. Express your wish and request. Ask it in the name of the Christ, with faith in the response, and see it accomplished. Let us have 2 minutes silence. Oh. Abhaya Mudra. Let us perform now Abhaya, the fearlessness mudra. Powerful mudra that the Buddha held when he was walking on earth. Let us stand holding this mudra in the sacred circle. Calling the rose light from the soul, the higher aspect of the sixth ray, which is the personality ray of United States, to bring some healing for the reactive personality. Now to calm down heated up solar plexus and nervous system of those who are hating and wanting to destroy. Let us visualize the rose light pouring through the three centers of United States, the throat center, New York, we can see the rose-colored angels under Kutumi helping and bringing forth the rose light through the throat of United States. Through Los Angeles, the Heart Center. And the Head Center, Washington. We hear, I light the way, and may this way now light it with the rose light, helping the personality in its transition towards the soul. We remember it is the energies which are going down towards the darkened place under Capricorn. The group is needing to use the will and win the three-headed dog of Kerberos. We are using the rose light today for this work. You may redeem the mudra if you want. Now we go into the clamor meditation and we strongly unite together. We are going to name the everyone's name, and when you hear the name of the participant and the member of this group, let us send the beam of light going from heart to heart, just unifying stronger. And the more we sound our names, the more it is opening the funnel to the inner realms. And we are very aware of Master R. Because certainly he is seeking now every single one who can help in this process. Michael, Andy, Anne, Annette, Asha, Astra, Barbara, Carl, Catherine, Cherry, Cindy, Debo, Diane, Eva, Francis, Francois, Fred, Gary, Georgina, Heike, Homin, Jean, Jack, Jessica, Joe, Joanne, Yoke, Jose, Joseph, Karen Kritzka, Karen Johansen, Kim, Linda, Linda Woodward, Lorraine, Margie, Margot, Maria Rosa, Marianne, Maureen, Mirna, Miro, Nicole, Risto, Sandy, Stephen, Teresa, Tia, Vivienne, Walter, Yvonne, Winnie, Anne, and Veronica, and Toya. The protective formula. Let us do now the cross of divinity. From forehead to heart, from left eye to right eye. As we utter these words. Let us touch our forehead. As a soul, I work in light, heart, and darkness cannot touch me. Left eye. I take my stand within the light. Right eye. I work, and from that point, I never move. In your creative imagination, see the cross of divinity shining forth in front of every member of the group, standing in the sacred circle. The three preparatory stages. One. Let us now focus the dual light or matter of etheric physical. And mind of mental, the light which is in the citta. Two. Let us meditate now on soul contact. Visualize and recognize the soul light and see its scent upon the mental plane. Three, see now the fusion of these two lesser lights with the soul light, the light of reason in the mental body, the dual light and the mental light and the soul light. Let us say together, the light is one, and in that light shall we see light. This is the light that turns the darkness into day. The formula. Visualize the great searchlight which is the fusion of these two lesser lights with the soul light, which we now have created. Turn its light upon the astral plane. Then we say together, radiance are we and power. We stand forever with our hands stretched out, linking the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning and the subtle world of glamour. We reached into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. We now use the weapon of light and pause a moment. We invoke spiritual will by using the Antahkarana. Sense this living interplay between the sacrifice petals, synthesis petals, atmic plane of spiritual will, and to monad. In your consciousness, be aware of your highest aspect of your being. Using the beam we have generated, let us stand as a great army of implacable spiritual will. Reflecting that it is the will that must be used during the energies of Capricorn, in order to be able to fulfill the labor in Capricorn. In the silence of a loving heart, we say, with power upon its beam, the light is focused on the goal. The clamor to be dissipated is violence, in all kinds of violence. We throw the light upon the clamor of violence. and the words of power are uttered. The power of our united light prevents the appearance of the clamor of violence. The power of our united light negates the quality of the clamor from affecting humanity. The power of our united light destroys the life behind the clamor of violence. We visualize the group standing within the wheel. Together, the protective cross of divinity shining forth through the group. We visualize the light, searchlight or dual light with the soul light, penetrating into the clamor of violence. This vast overshadowing vampire through which the darkness, the brothers of darkness work, leading millions into hatred, separation, and against the law of love, vitiating human living and all hierarchical planning. We are going to have now 5 minutes silence. During the silence, produces the weakening and dissipating of the clamor or violence, and that confusion through which Black Lodge is able to work. 5 minutes of silence. We see the clamor of violence has been weakened and dissipated. We realize the intensity of purpose has been deepened, which the work was seen proceeding. While we are still having the searchlight upon the astral plane, let us remember what TK said. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. The Great Invocation number 2.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Let us strengthen still our vision. We see that in the triangle, governmental triangle, the violence is gone. we turn away our attention from the astral plane. Refocus back upon the mental plane. The searchlight of the soul is shut off. We reflect for a while. Like our brother Jose was kindly addressing us to look this formation, we see the cross, the form of cross. Cross which is the symbol of initiation. And the Pluto, how very important and strong it is now in the activities and things going on in the United States. Wherever there is the question of expansion of consciousness, which is now struggling, trying to break through in the national level, we try to do all we can to help this process, that the light will break through. So let us remember that there is that cross upon which the struggle is going on or is focused. And we have been working with that triangle. So let us be aware of all kinds of forces which are trying to help. And remember Master R, who is the regent of United States. And the Christ, having direct link via the soul of United States, the second race soul. We now again concentrate upon our parallel kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and being aware of the Archangel Michael, who is the protector of the Christ, the soul. Visualizing him standing in the center of this triangle. And as we have been asking help, so now we have invoked already the guardians to all of these three points of the governmental triangle. Let us recognize, acknowledge, and salute these three emanations of Archangel Michael above the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court. And we can reflect the cross, the formation, that there is the great guardian above all this. We salute and asking these four guardian angels around the White House to keep their post. and under them the smaller guardians, everywhere, every doorway, every corner, the whole structure of guardians, to holding the wall of protective energies. We salute the guardians, the four guardians in four cardinal points of the capital, to continue their work of protection and to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God, and under them the smaller guardians at the doorways, in the corners of the rooms, the halls, the whole linking structure of angels, we ask them to protect people and their work. We salute all the guardians at four cardinal points of the Supreme Court, to continue their work of protection. Guard the good law, that it will be established, and their smaller guardians at the doorways and in the corners. And we give thanks for the other parallel kingdom and their living representatives. We sent forth strong vision of the Dharma of United States. I light the way, envisioning the dawn of the light, which is lighting the way for every single one, every citizen of United States, disciples, aspirants, men and women of goodwill, the humanity. And we see that the work has been successful. Oh. as always we have stated. Let thy will be done, not ours. Thank you, dearest friends.
Be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our heart be great peace and Holy Spirit. Let our name be Amen.
Let our lives be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our hearts be great peace and Holy Spirit. Let our name be the source of true love. Let our name be Amen, 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 Amen.
O one and only, you are our sole refuge, light of our hearts, the source of true love. Amen.